and would fix it already and put some sugar in it and the water and let it rise. And then by the time she got a shelton in it and everything ready, then this was ready to pour in.
Oh, and it would have
yeast for the roll.
And then you'd put it in there and then it would
then it rose.
So by the time she got there, it would have already...
Well, she was there all the time, too. But by the time she got her dough of a flour and everything ready, then it was ready to pour in. And she and the rest of them made it up together because it was so much to make up. And so we had rolls, and just the best rolls. Couldn't anybody make any better. And so they say I make the best rolls of anybody now, but I don't know whether that's true or not. But anyhow, I taught her how to make them.
Oh, you taught her how to make rolls?
And I taught her daughter, and her daughter cleans up over here at the funeral home. And then once in a while I'd see her, and she said, "Miss Angie Mae, I've kind of forgot about how to make rolls because I haven't had to make them so long. I want you to tell me over again how to make them." I said, "All right, you come over and I'll tell you." But I haven't seen her.
What if you had a pan of something and you wanted to keep the baking pan from sticking, what would you have to do to it?
A what?
If you wanted to keep a baking pan from sticking to something you were cooking, what would you have to do to it, to the pan?
Wash it.
But if wash it first, and then when you were getting ready to bake in it, to keep it the...
Well, I'd grease it. I never did use that pan.
You never did use that stuff.
After that came out on television, you know, that somebody had eaten some and they died. But then, and then we're going to take it off the market. Well, I never have to yet tried it. I had a whole jar and I threw it in the garbage can. Because I think it's too much at stake, the children. And so, and Miss Ruth said, "Well, this is the only lunchroom that hadn't had ptomaine poison. And in the state." And so, I said, "Well, I believe I credit that to not letting them ever use anything we had the day before." I said, "Doesn't make any difference if you do have it refrigerated. With as many people as you're feeding, it's too much at stake." And I said, "We don't have very much left after we've fed them. And that what's left, I tell the ones in the kitchen to divide it among themselves what they want of it, to take all of it, but divide it, give each one equal part." I never did take any, and they are always trying to get me to. I said, "Well, I wouldn't do it for anything in the world." I said, "It'd come back to me right straight." And it would. And of course, I didn't want it anyhow. I'd had it at lunch. But they had a family at home, and they'd have to go to work and cook after they've cooked all day. And it, I said, "It's just hard on them, and this is easier on the children." And so she said, "Well, I think that's the best idea yet." So, but the rest of them didn't pay any attention to it. If they had potatoes left from one day to the other, they fed it to them the next time. And that's reading. Well, one place, everyone in that ate was sick.
Well, sometimes did in these other lunchrooms like that, would they use too much grease a lot of times in the food?
Yeah, a lot of them did.
Yeah,
they didn't have good cooks.